All right. Welcome everybody to FrostCon 20.
And and welcome to the initial talk, the init. Hi, I'm Lars. I'm usually coordinating build-up and stuff, and this time also engaging in the project management.
Yeah, as well as myself. You all know me already. I'm since 5 years now in the project management. Yeah, thank you very much. And we have a few announcements to make. We have the 20th anniversary of FrostCon. Way! And then some personally thing, it's really nice that we can do it, actually. The last anniversary was the 15th, and you all remember 5 years ago, we were all sitting in front of our laptops joining the conference, and so it's really, really nice. And if you look outside, it would be nice weather this evening.
Finally, after some years. Yeah, we have a special session on 20 years of FrostCon, unfortunately for English speakers in German only, because we will go over the last 20 years, also right to the beginnings of FrostCon. So make sure today at 12:40 to visit.
Just in this lecture hall.
Right here.
All right. We have another thing. We added new art to the Hochschule, to the university. You may have seen this big sheet of plastic just around the corner. We will uncover it at 2:20 publicly. Just be prepared. It will be very cool. This will be part of the university for the, well,
foreseeable future.
Yes. And a special thanks there to the management of the university, because the rectorate, because they allowed us to do this. I think this is an applause.
First time we were allowed to drill into the building itself.
Yeah, actually we were asked to drill into the building. Yeah. All right.
Keynotes. Yeah, we have again contacted two very some well-known and interesting keynote speakers for you. We have the talk AI Slop Attacks on the Core Project by Daniel Stenberg, who will talk about all these input into his issue tracker that is not usable, but he has to deal with.
Next, we are very happy to welcome him.
That will be the talk today. And tomorrow we have Decentralized Freedom, Open Source for Sovereignty from Andy Piper, who's with the Mastodon project. And he will talk about how Mastodon will engages in the topic of decentralizing freedom.
All right. Schedule. We have 80 talks, 11 workshops, and of course, as usual, LPIC exams. You can still register for exams. Yeah, there's a reduced fee on these. Thank you very much to LPI for this.
And of course, we're again with tracks in every
lecture room. Sorry, it's make always sure to very, very well prepared here. It's
But of course, we also have the projects in the Mensa mainly, but also two over there at the end of the Hochschulstraße. 40 exhibitors this time. We have also some dev rooms, most of which have prepared their own self-organized session, which you can also see in our schedule.
Yeah, in the main program. All right. As usual, there are drinks prepared for you at the end of the Hochschulstraße. Please, it will be warm today. Do not only consume Club Mate and Coke and so on. Please drink water. Yeah, it will be warm. We have extra reduced price on water. So drink water.
Absolutely.
But of course, you also have to drink coffee, right? So there will be coffee again provided by Ruth as usual. We're very happy that she is coming again for 10 years now. Yeah, it's awesome.
Also an anniversary.
Yes, it's an anniversary again. It's also an anniversary for us. Do you remember?
Yeah, sure.
We're also 10 years part of the team now. Okay, as usual, we would like to ask you to donate for FrostCon. You may have seen, maybe it's not yet set up, but for those who want to support FrostCon, you will get the sticker like this, yeah? It's a holographic sticker you can put on your badge or on your laptop. There's just the FrostCon logo with the frog and supporter written under this. So please do not donate to FrostCon. This would help us in the next years. So thank you very much for this.
Yeah, and we also have a social event as every year this evening, at starting at 6 p.m. Outside, because we have booked the good weather.
Yeah, this was a very expensive part to get the good weather.
You need to buy a wristband if you want the food and the drinks, and be prepared. We have a new caterer this time, so we have all the expectations for the greatest food we have never seen before.
Yeah.
And also the usual drink selection.
Yes, of course. Like, this was this yellow water, wasn't it? In this test tubes.
Yeah, the Kölsch, as people call it here.
It's beer, I guess.
Yeah?
Well, it's actually nice, isn't it? Who does not like Kölsch? Just one. So I think it's good. All right. Somebody already asked us for the Wi-Fi password. If you haven't seen the signs in the Hochschule, somewhere in the Hochschulstraße, this is the Wi-Fi password.
But we also have the QR codes for that around the place. So.
Okay. Just an advice. Please do not ask a speaker just in front of a session for the Wi-Fi password. This is just a little bit stressful in the moment. Anyway. Yeah. There's a welcome by the Department of Computer Science by Professor Dr. Michael Rademacher. He joined the team last year, I guess. Yeah.
1 year ago.
And.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. I haven't said anything yet, so yeah. So usually I'm standing here and teaching computer networks, right, in this lecture hall, right? Next semester, first semester bachelor, we are teaching computer networks, or I'm teaching computer networks in this room. So I'm coming from the Department of Computer Science, which is closely related to FrostCon, of course, and we are very, very happy to have the FrostCon here at our department, at our university. It's 20 years already, right?
It is.
20 years ago, I didn't have my Abitur yet, so this is quite an awesome time already. So now I'm standing here and introducing you, introducing FrostCon. And yeah, we are hoping for the next 20 years. So see where this is heading. I'm very happy. We had small changes in the person who were involved here at the university supporting FrostCon. But I'm very happy that we found new persons who are helping this conference. And I'm kindly impressed how you organized this. So also from my side, again, a very warm thank you to the organizers of FrostCon from our side. They are doing a really awesome job. So I'm not speaking like 10 minutes right now, so but two perspective on open source software from the Department of Computer Science. So we are in a very interesting state for computer science. You all know this, LLMs, ChatGPT, etc., etc. So how do we teach the younger generation how to program? How do we teach them? How do we motivate them to think about really go into depth, learn programming, and do not throw some prompts into an LLM? And in my opinion, open source is a solution for this. Why is open source a solution for motivating young students to think about how to learn programming? Why? Because an LLM cannot interact with an open source community. It cannot interact with an open source project. An open source project, a successful open source project, is more than writing a few lines of code. It's interacting with the developers, it's going through the code base, etc., etc. And this is an important part which we try to incorporate in our teaching here, to have the open source really in our department. This from my side, thank you very much. Enjoy the next 2 days. Enjoy Hochschule Bonn-Rhein-Sieg. If anybody wants to discuss with me about computer science and how to teach computer science, be welcome. I'm here all the time. Also, a few of my colleagues are here. Thank you very much.
So I would like to give a thank to the university and especially the Department of Computer Science, because without them, this conference wouldn't be possible. So big applause to the Hochschule Bonn-Rhein-Sieg, please.
Again, yeah. This conference is, of course, run only by volunteers. So we want you. If you want to help us, please help. Visit the URL of our helper system, where you can find tasks to do. Also visit our helpers room in the C-Tract
C153.
Yeah. So please, if you have some time on your hands, help the conference be the best ever.
And without volunteers, this conference wouldn't be possible either.
Thanks to all of them.
Yeah. Last year we announced T-shirts, which are like permanently. I actually haven't seen a Froscon inventory shirt here. No one is wearing a Burgundy shirt. So if you're new to Froscon, there are some T-shirts available. Not the yearly ones, but we have some permanent one. But for the first time in 19 years, or 18 years, we have Max, an anniversary edition. You can buy them at the entrance at the merchandising booth. I think these are very, very nice Max. I already used one, so it's a working Max. just one hole, yeah.
Also, this conference is supported financially by the partners, especially our conference partner, MLEX.
Now for the fourth year?
I think so. And they're located directly across the entrance. So pay them a visit, if you like.
And last but not least, I would like to thank... I would like to thank all our partners. Without these, again, the conference wouldn't be possible. And the last thing I think I would say is enjoy the conference. Are there any questions? Ah, it's like in a lecture. So enjoy the conference. Thank you very much.
Have fun. And see you on the social event.